This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. There will be a number of Coloradans in the audience tonight when President Biden delivers his State of the Union address. Heather Martin survived the shooting at Columbine High School. She is now a teacher. She'll be the guest of Colorado Congressman Jason Crow. She's hoping the president addresses measures to prevent gun violence and help survivors like her.
Because there are thousands of us now, and we need help long after the cameras go away and long after everyone else moves on.
Our live coverage of tonight's State of the Union address and the Republican response starts this evening at 7. In the U.S. House, a just-approved government funding package includes $125 million in funding requests for Colorado that will pay for water system improvements in Rio Blanco County, a canine police dog unit in Arapahoe County, and projects at airports around the state. Vegans, vegetarians, and other baseball fans will have more food options at Denver's Coors Field this coming baseball season. Along with the classic peanuts and Cracker Jacks, a new stand called Better Off Burgers will serve plant-based burgers, chips, and shakes. The Colorado Rockies are hoping to muster more than vegan burgers to excite fans this season. The team lost nearly twice as many games as it won last season and ended with one of the worst records in Major League Baseball. The Rockies are at spring training today. They open the regular season against Arizona March 28th. A new permit will set tougher limits on water pollution from the Suncor Energy Refinery in Commerce City. CPR Sam Brash has more.
Suncor releases wastewater into Sand Creek, a source of drinking and irrigation water for downstream communities. It's repeatedly reported those discharges contain unsafe levels of forever chemicals. That's a dangerous class of long-lasting compounds known to increase the risk of cancer and fertility issues. The new permit sets the first limits for those pollutants, but it also gives the company 3 years to build water treatment facilities before facing consequences. The federal government now has 90 days to approve the permit. I'm Sam Brash, CPR News.
It's 6 minutes after 7. This is Morning Edition on CPR News.